Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 6, 2022. I'm Seth Kirkowski. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Chance is out sick today, so I'm covering the podcast while he recovers. Leading off today, Apple's announced Lockdown Mode, a new privacy feature that shuts down some of the device's services to protect itself from cyber attacks. This is an extreme measure for those who are worried about a possible cyber attack, can turn it on while also staying in contact with loved ones. Here is how Apple describes the safety measures the lockdown mode takes to keep you safe. Most message attachment types, other than images, are blocked. Some features, like link previews, are disabled. Certain complex web technologies, like just-in-time JavaScript compilation, are disabled unless the user excludes a trusted site from lockdown mode. Incoming invitations and service requests, including FaceTime calls, are blocked if the user has not previously sent the initiator a call or request. Incoming FaceTime calls from people you have not previously called are blocked. Shared albums will be removed from the Photos app, and new shared album invitations will be blocked. Wired connections with a computer or accessory are blocked when the iPhone is locked. Finally, configuration profiles cannot be installed, and the device cannot enroll in mobile device management while lockdown mode is turned on. The announcement of the new iOS feature came with details on the $10 million-plus grant Apple promised to create with the funds awarded to it from its lawsuit against the NSO group last year. The grant is being awarded to the Dignity and Justice Fund, which is a group designed to pool resources to advance social justice globally. Apple says lockdown mode will become available in future betas of iOS 16, iPadOS 16, and macOS Ventura, where you'll be able to turn it on via the privacy and security section in the settings app or system preferences. Next up, this Friday, you will be able to order the much-anticipated M2 MacBook Air. The redesigned Air gains MagSafe 3, a 1080p webcam, and the return of the physical function keys versus the touch bar. The new Air comes with two configurations, one with an 8-core CPU and GPU. Then, for an extra $100, you can get a 10-core GPU alongside the same 8-core CPU. The M2 Air supports up to 24 gigabytes of unified memory, however, still only supports a single display. You can order the new Air from Apple's website starting at 5 a.m. Pacific time this Friday, starting at $1,199, or $100 off for those in the education program. You have a choice between a 35-kilowatt single or double USB-C charger or a 67-kilowatt adapter capable of fast charging your new Mac. Deliveries of the M2 MacBook Air ordered this Friday will begin to arrive to customers by July 15th, but that date is expected to slip fast as orders begin to pile up, so be sure to order quickly or prepare the wait.
We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful untapped resource in IT, and that is the end user. Old school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure, and it gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. And for IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove compliance to your auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first. And to find out just how to do that, visit collide.com. If you follow that link, they'll even hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt, just for activating a free trial. That's K-O-L-I-D-E.com. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily.
Rounding out today, supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has some more news about what to expect from future entry in mid-range iPhones. In a report earlier this year, Kuo revealed that Apple might keep the new A16 chip exclusively for iPhone 14 Pro models, while regular iPhone 14 models will get last year's A15 chip. In a new report, Kuo has now claimed that all entry-level and mid-range iPhone models will no longer have Apple's latest chips in the future as Apple has been changing its business strategy. Apple is expected to announce four new iPhone models this year: the iPhone 14, the iPhone 14 Max, the iPhone 14 Pro, and the iPhone 14 Pro Max. While the regular iPhone 14 models will retain the same design as the iPhone 13 with minimum internal upgrades, Pro lineup will get more attention with a new screen design and significant camera upgrades. This wouldn't be the first time Apple has kept major upgrades like a new design exclusive to the more expensive iPhone models, as the iPhone X stood alone with the new notch display and Face ID technology. However, this will be the first time Apple will limit which iPhones get the new chip that powers them. In a report on his personal blog, Quo noted that the huge difference between the mid-range iPhone 14 and the high-end iPhone 14 Pro should make the more expensive models even more popular with consumers. While previously, the iPhone 14 Pro was expected to account for 40 to 50% of sales of the new models by the end of 2022, that estimate has now been raised to as much as 60%. Because of this, Quo claims that from now on, Apple's latest chips will be exclusive to high-end iPhone models. In other words, the analyst believes that Apple will no longer release entry-level and mid-range iPhone models with the latest and greatest chips. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. If you like the show, please subscribe in Apple Podcasts, in Overcast, or wherever you listen every day. While you're there, it's very helpful if you leave us a review and a rating. You can find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 at 9to5mac.com. If you're into space exploration or drones, you can follow me on Twitter at Seth Kirk. And of course, we'll be back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.